three people at a church in the southern French city of Nice on Thursday as a 21-year-old Tunisian who arrived in Europe just a few weeks ago, sources close to the inquiry have said. The suspect landed in late September on the Italian island of Lampedusa, where he was placed in virus quarantine by authorities before being released with an order to leave Italy. He arrived in France in early October, the sources said. The world is reacting to these three more killings of French citizens by knife attack. One, an elderly woman who was nearly beheaded, according to French authorities. France's national security alert system has been raised to its highest level. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson offered support to the French people, as did German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Turkey strongly condemned these savage knife attacks as well. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan was among those calling for a boycott of French goods as anger grew over French President Emmanuel Macron's support of free speech in the past weeks, even if religion was the topic. The mayor of Nice said the methods used in these most recent killings match those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb after showing students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class discussion. A Saudi citizen wounded a guard in a knife attack at the French consulate in Jeddah on Thursday, state media and the French embassy said. In a statement, the embassy said that the assailant was apprehended by Saudi security forces. The guard was taken to hospital and his life is not in danger. Police in Mecca province, where Jeddah is situated, said the attacker was a Saudi, but it did not give the nationality of the guard, who they say had sustained minor injuries. This is VOA News. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has cast her